is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
I think there's been some politics on your side of the disc, hasn't there?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. We'll save that for later.
Yes. There has been a little bit of politics. Wasn't so different from the politics in Canada.
I've literally got no awareness of any news this week. The only vaguely news thing I saw was you and Stuart mentioning something a little bit earlier on when you posted in the chat with us and Stuart. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, well,
fucking...
If he turns out, we can elaborate.
Well, yes, and if not, you'll have to elaborate. Oh, look, I can raise my hand in this meeting. What the fuck does that mean, raise your hand? Well, we haven't got... Oh, okay. Jesus, it's all very corporate, really. Why can we use Skype? I mean, basically, it's the same fucking thing. It just looks a bit different. And as you know, when you get to a certain age, ACAT, we fear change. Yeah, you can put your... Oh, God, you're going to be doing the whole fucking meeting now, aren't you?
Can I say something, please, sir?
No, absolutely not. Little boys should be obscene and not heard. Oh, hang on a minute. Maybe Dom's rowing...
Yes. That could be a problem. He hasn't got a boat.
But he has got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. Why don't you get it off your chest? I don't know why I started singing a bit of Chaz and Dave there. Oh, look. Oh, that's really cool. We're admitting him into the meeting. There you go. It's all
torture chamber.
It's all formal and everything. What's that you're eating?
That was a Cadbury's cream egg.
Oh, love. Oh,
bloody... And it looks like a penis.
Yeah, it just happens to look like a black man's cock whilst attached to a black man.
Tasted just as sweet.
Called Ronaldo. I don't think that was racist, was it? That was just a really, really rubbish joke. Yeah.
It was a joke.
We'll probably get away with that. Okay. Let's not dwell on that one. I have no idea if Stuart's turning up or not. I just thought I might as well invite him, seeing as one of you started the chat in that thread. Probably because of the politics, innit?
Yeah, that's Kat wishing that the Prime Minister will get in and the same one's come back, hasn't he, or something?
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we discuss it after the theme tune?
All right, fair enough.
All right, okay.
Okay.
No, there's the theme tune. All right, got it.
Agadoo-doo-doo, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo-doo-doo, I am gay and so are you.
Right. Okay. Those dulcet tones, dear listener, that you just heard was that of Mr. Dominic Risk, co-host of this pile of foaming horseshit. I'm Davian. The bloke over there on the other side of the disc is Kat. And apparently we're still using 90s comedy references. And this, you'll be very saddened to know, certainly if you stay listening to more than 3 minutes of it, is strangetimeshow.com. How would we... Oh, hang on a minute. No, you can't speak unless you raise your hand.
Oh, yes. We're on Teams, aren't we?
Yeah, we're on Teams now, so we have to do it all properly.
I'm on my phone as well. Is it that?
Oh, right. Okay, Dominic, you might speak.
And we're on my work Teams as well, so I'd hope that doesn't leave a trace or anything like that.
Oh, nah, it should be fine, man. Really.
Smell.
Well, or possibly a bad taste in someone's mouth. Probably some poor sod working in HR. So, Dominic, you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, does HR stand for hard fucking rods?
Yes, it does, actually. hemorrhoid rectums. Rectum fucking blew apart. Yeah.
Or considering this podcast. Considering this podcast, hackneyed references.
Hackneyed references, yeah. Hate rape. Oh, hang on a minute. Jesus Christ.
Do you though? Do you really?
I don't think you do. I think you
yeah. Right, okay. I keep forgetting we've got the rim shot sound effect with AIDS. Jesus.
His favourite thing.
Nothing wrong with having AIDS. I've given it to lots of people and they've all been very happy.
Well, that's good. You give everyone AIDS like that and Bono gives everyone the clap. What's to lose?
Absolutely. It's all happy, happy, joy, joy. So, Kat, how's your lovely week been, you foaming gusset?
Yeah, my week's been all right. The slab has been poured for the house. Nothing was too pear-shaped, although they did fucking rush pouring it without our inspector coming back to inspect defects. They took photos of everything that they said they'd fixed, and the inspector was okay with that. But it would have been much better if I just allowed enough time for you to come back and go, yeah, you've actually fixed it now. So, yeah, pour away with that fucking concrete rather than, no, we have to do it right away. That would have been better. Apart from that, Lord Voldemort in Australia, Timu Trump, he's lost the election, which is great. And not only did he lose the election, he lost his seat, so he's not even in Parliament anymore. So he can fuck right off.
Oh, so that is good news then. We've got some good politics news. Okay, that's all right then.
Yeah. So after his, he's actually looking like winning a couple of months ago, because of just the way that Labor had fucking just done poorly with the cost of living crisis. That's probably the main thing. Would have been a fair bit of his base that hated him cuddling up to Netanyahu and saying, oh, no, that's fine. This is normal, isn't it? Isn't it okay for just bomb children? I would have hated that, but mainly it's the economic stuff. And the ads I saw on TV were pretty much just reminding everyone about how fucking much the housing interest rates have gone up over the last couple of years and also other shit like that. So I thought, yeah, they might lose. But Trump started doing his usual dickheadery nonsense and saying, oh, no, everyone gets a tariff. He's a tariff and you get a tariff. Everyone gets a fucking tariff. And which is supposed to be reciprocal, but Australia doesn't have tariffs against the US. So it made the opposition leader look pretty stupid. Go, oh, no, I think Donald Trump is a very forward-thinking individual and he's quite intelligent. And can I suck his talk a little bit more, please? so give his little orange todger out. I'll give that a good rousing. So he tried the Timu Trump thing with, there's a woke mind virus and we've got to cut education in universities and schools that don't get rid of teachers that are indoctrinating the children and all that sort of bullshit. And
go work, go broke.
Largely rejected by it. Oh, yeah. So I hope someone tweeted that at him last night.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Fuck it up. Yeah.
It's common sense prevailed then.
Yes. Unfortunately, a lot of the Greens candidates got pushed out in the wash against because everyone just went, oh, no, fuck this. We can't have this Voldemort-looking prick running the country. One of these things, these nuclear plans, he wanted to have to fix the energy crisis, which they've largely created themselves by giving all our gas away for free. Just saying, oh, no, what we'll do, we'll have nuclear power plants and that'll fix the energy crisis. Then we won't need renewables. We'll just have nuclear. The problem is Australia's the second driest continent on the planet and nuclear reactors require a fair bit of, what is it called again? Water. Yes, yeah, so a lot of water they require. Yeah. And so they costed these nuclear power plants for the regular ones use lots of water. And when someone pointed out after they had their costings done, you actually won't be able to have the water to run this. I said, oh, well, there's dry ones as well, which use much less water. Yes, but they're about three times as expensive. You didn't cost those, did you? Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't either. So, yeah, there was incompetence all around, and it's pretty much they got rejected. And, yeah, fucking Well, in some states, there's hardly any even Conservative candidates left.
To be fair, you're on an island surrounded by water, so you could just do what Japan did and put all your nuclear reactors on the coast. Although you do keep a lot of people because everyone lives around the board, around the coast. Is that a good idea? No, it probably isn't a good idea, actually. No. You're right.
Yeah. Turns out that wasn't a great idea. So if something happens and, I don't know, the reactor stops for some reason because, there's a tsunami, then maybe just get a ton of toxic water which may leak into the Pacific. At least it would drift towards America. There's always that.
Yeah, I
can't see anything bad potentially happening with any of that, really. Well, sounds totally reasonable.
What happened in Canada? Did they elect a normal person, or have they gone mental as well?
Yep, they had some fairly lunatic right wing guy that looks like he was going to win 2 months ago. And then some orange bastard started shouting at them, saying, "Oh, you could be our next state if you don't shut up and learn your manners, and we're going to put a tariff on you even though you'd be one of our states," and a whole bunch of other weird shit. And Canadians said, "Fuck you, thanks." And they voted for the normal guy who wanted to fight against that rather than just like getting on their knees and filleting a little orange mushroom. So,
wow. So, you know, it's very odd that two of the colonies have actually got more progressive thinking than the UK, because right now in the UK, Reform have won like fucking 10 councils and another couple of MPs in by-elections, and all of a sudden they're becoming like fucking the 51st state was starring Samuel L. Jackson. Could well happen. We could well be the, never mind Canada or Greenland, it could be the fucking UK. Could be East Hollywood, East Florida.
Some strange things to go on at the moment. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Would anyone want it, though? That's my question.
Oh, people are fucking knobheads over here, clearly. So, yes, probably.
Yeah, one word, Brexit.
No, I mean, the people, who's going to take England? Like, it's a bit soggy, isn't it? They put vinegar on their chips as well. Fucking just leave it. Leave it.
Whoa, hang on.
Is that like ham?
Just because we don't put avocado on it, don't mean it's fucking wrong.
I don't like vinegar on chips. The only things I'll put on chips is a bit of salt and some Worcestershire sauce. A good bit of Liam Perrins.
Oh, that's fair.
David likes vinegar. You already strokes.
You can't go wrong with it. It's fucking not Liam Perrins, you wet blanket.
I'm sorry, where's Worcester? Worcestershire is getting down south, in my opinion.
Nah.
South Midlands.
South Midlands.
Fucking stop. Salt and vinegar or mayo? I'm sort of with the doctor.
Oh, mayo. Yeah. I have some mayo.
Yeah. Ketchup? No. I don't think I've ever put ketchup on chips.
No. I do like, oh, God, here come the jokes, daddy's sauce.
Yeah, you do, baby girl.
You know, to all those ill-educated out there, daddy's sauce is probably not what you're thinking for a change. It's kind of like a brown sauce, a bit like HP sauce, but a little bit fruitier. I can't, I just did. Who's going to stop me, eh? Oh, look, I found this right because it seems the audio's working properly now. This is what we're having to deal with when it comes to intelligence levels in America.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the count of you want to know why, that when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
There you go.
It's
all because of roundabouts.
That's a money.
That's some horsepower.
Fucking hell.
How fast is the car going?
Okay, that's a bloke who's watched Superman saw him fly around the world, just turned back time and thought, fucking hell, that's going on a roundabout.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, I'm glad the audio's working properly now because I did save some clips up from last week. What's this one? Clips? I've got one that says minge. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hang on a minute. Let's see what that says.
Why don't you do us all a favour and fuck off back up your mother's minge where you belong?
Oh, that's not bad, actually. Pretty like that. Wise words, mate. I've been trying to do that for years. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So how's your lovely week been, Dom?
Hello. Yeah, it's reasonably quiet. Work's been quite nice. What have we done? Not actually done that much, to be fair.
Well, that's good. It's good not doing much.
Yes, I've been adding to my Beano collection. Way too much. Literally, that is about it.
I got annoyed. I bought some shoes. They're kind of like those brothel creeper type shoes. I think I'll get some like almost normal footwear as opposed to always going for like vintage high tops. And I got this pair of brothel creepers, as I believe the cool kids call them. Size 12.
What the fuck? A brothel? What? I was going to find a picture.
Yeah, oh, they're nice. They're just like some like wedge shoes. But yeah, bloody size 12, and it came up like a size 11. And I know my feet haven't grown recently. In fact, like other parts of my body, everything appears to be shrinking more now. Hairline, knob, patience levels, humanity, serotonin. You're all looking at brothel creepers now, aren't you? Jesus. They're just like shoes with a bit of a wedge on. They're kind of a bit like retro looking and stuff. I like them.
Yeah. I imagine what Shreddy Wadden used to wear.
Who, what one? Where? Win, one?
I imagine what you're wearing are like what Shreddy Wadden used to wear.
Oh, Shreddy Wadden, they were brilliant. I'm going to have to find a video of them. Well, what's this other video? Post Nuts Joy.
I am once again reveling in the post-nut joy of another award-winning wank on Ni Hao Shaggers. Clunge Foo Scrander, a.k.a. Rufus Rice here, reporting live from the Spunk Dungeon, situated in the catacombs beneath Master Smoogway's Mountain Palace of Asian Violence. I watched that film again recently. I'm still wondering how did that goose shit out a whole panda. Nonetheless, I have been busy recently. I went up to Scotland for work recently. Here are my stats. No haggis, one shaggis, 2.4 miles out of 500 walks, and zero complete sentences understood. Natch. The Scots drink this vile concoction. It's basically like an uncivilized Jaeger bomb. Instead of Jaeger, it's Buckfast, and instead of bomb, it's Iron Brew. Absolutely vile. So I chopped a few of those. Chundered like a champion, then dropped a bit of SNP game on some absolutely mental Scottish birds. Ended up taking one back to the hotel. I think she nutted. I couldn't tell because obviously she's just speaking total gibberish the whole time. But yeah, absolutely class. What a weekend.
Wow. There's a guy. That's a guy. No, it's just a guy I started following on TikTok because that particular video came up in my feed, and they're all kind of like that. They're all very funny, sort of that very Southern English bloke who gets up to all sorts of hijinks. There you go. Well, there's our funny content for the show. I do have one more clip, but I'm going to save that for a little bit later. I'm going to see if we get rudely cut off again like we did last week. I've started to catch up with the old episodes, by the way, so I've only got last time's ones, things to release, and we're up to date.
Release them into the wild.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I won't be around next Saturday because I'm going to a gig. I'm going to see a band called The Monochrome Set. So if you're like your late 70s, early 80s sort of indie guitar sort of stuff, then that's for you. They're very good at it. Like nothing but, yeah. They're formed by someone who was in the original lineup of Adam and the Ants. Yeah. So,
was it Adam?
No, it was not Mr. Adam. It was not Mr. Ants. No, it wasn't an ant. Do ants go to discos? Oh, dear. Oh, God, I'm going to have to play this now, aren't I? Oh, yeah, that's just a clip from Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door. That's good music, actually.
Famous number 10 Downing Street. And look, there goes Winston Churchill on his way to buy some cigars.
That was such a bit of genius, that Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no. Come on. It's one of the best ones of the Comic Strip Presents. I mean, obviously, the best one was Bad News, but...
Bad News!
Yeah.
Yeah, more Bad News. The set tape got flogged to death when that came out.
Yeah, yeah, that was absolutely excellent. And then they brought one out after us called Bootleg. Actually, there's a sketch on there that I need to find. Bad News. Oh, yeah.
Where is this one?
Bad News.
Where is the acoustic fitting?
Bad News, la, la, la. I've got bad news for you. You've got AIDS. Ha, ha.
Brilliant. Just fucking brilliant. Oh my god, there's a whole playlist of them playing live at Donington Monsters of Rock. That's what they call Download Festival now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody prices for festival tickets these days, absolutely crazy. I remember the first time I went to Glastonbury is about fucking 75 quid. I think you're looking about 300 now.
I've never been. Well, I can't lie. I've been to Glastonbury and I parked a van in the car park and driven away from it. And that was it. I've never actually been inside.
Oh, right. Okay. It was quite good. Who did I see? I remember seeing The Cure and Happy Mondays. And that was about it. It was far too much acid that weekend.
About 1994 or something like that.
It might have been a little bit earlier than that. I'm not sure. I can't remember. From 87 to about 2004 was a bit of a haze for me, really.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I've seen the pictures of your hair.
Yeah. Oh, when it wasn't in retreat. Oh, God. Mind you, having that fucking light bulb right above me doesn't help, does it? Cunts.
No, it doesn't really.
You're looking suspiciously the same colour all over.
Well, I'm a goth, innit?
No, you're not. Number 27, innit?
What? It's what?
It's number 27 just for men. That's what it is.
Number 27 just for men. Just for men. Collar and cuffs, if I have any left over, that is. Right. I wonder who... what was the name of that guy on TikTok? I need to find more of his stuff. Right, so, look, Dom, what's on the telly that's got your attention so much? Or are you just watching your dog lick its arse again?
No, dog's upstairs. It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Who?
Sabrina Carpenter. It's a pop star, pop thinger.
Sabrina Carpenter. Is she a young lady by any chance?
She is, yeah.
No, oh, my. Oh, goodness. 25 years old. Very modern.
Yeah. Just playing in the background, caught my eye.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're Japs, I'm more like. I know. You can't say. you can't say more like anymore, God. Can you? The thing is oh bloody hell, I'm going to cancel myself for this, right? Right, well, that's getting in the show notes. Has anyone been listening to some decent music recently?
I'll tell you what I've done.
Because I've set on my hi-fi and I bought like a record. Did I tell you I bought a dancer? So I've got a streaming box thing where I can do all the streaming stuff. Then I've got my old iPod that's got like 28,000 songs on it.
Oh, right.
I thought, really? I then discovered that you can still get iTunes and have it like a media library catalog thing. And I love a good media library. So I realised I remembered my old password, my old Apple account, because the last Apple product I had was an iPhone 3GS.
Oh, blimey. That's going back a couple of years, isn't it?
It's an hectic.
So I needed two code verification at some point on a phone number that I've not had in about 15 years.
Oh, God.
So obviously couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I managed to figure out a way of applying for it again, just saying, like, that's my account and verifying it. I got an email back saying, we'll be back in touch. And then I got an email from Apple saying, we will phone you at 1546 on the 5th of May. This was, like, on the 20th, 25th. So right. What takes 10 days? Is it literally just like buying a gun in America? If you get given it, you're going to use it, but if you get willing to wait 10 days for it, then it must be your account. I don't understand. Really don't understand it. But anyway, I'm hoping to then be able to put stuff off the iPod and put other stuff on it and have my whole catalogue back again.
Okay. That'd be nice. Nice. And yes, you've got a few thousand on there, yeah?
28,000 on it.
Ooh.
I mean, obviously, which back in the day, that obviously that's still a lot. But back in, you know, before streaming, when you had like millions and millions
at
voice commands, it's always, again, it's not quite the retro putting a needle on a record, putting a needle on a record, putting a needle on the record, but you still got to scroll around to find it and then play it. And then, I like that sometimes.
It's good. It's good. I was just checking on my old MP3 library. 64,555.
Very nice.
That's MP3s, and well, I say MP3s. A lot of them are FLAC.
I could only fit 28,000 on that. I had way more on an old computer that's long gone, but I have got all the discs that I bought at dodgy places. So
I've started buying more and more downloadable music now because of this radio show that I do. Yeah, I'll do the plug in a bit. I've been discovering quite a lot of new bands, and of course, because I like Bandcamp, I buy their stuff through Bandcamp because then, you know, the money goes straight to the band and you actually get as physical as downloads get, you actually get something downloaded onto your computer that you own as opposed to just streaming it from somewhere. Sad of bands.
You know, camp bands as well.
Camp bands.
All the complaints people have about Apple, there's probably many, but
imagine what
passwords.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Yeah, well.
I didn't have a hand up.
yeah, bastard. Getting your password back is it's not that hard because locked it. She was changing her passcode on her iPad endlessly when she was younger and locked herself out of it. And so I contacted Apple and then they contacted me and went through a whole bunch of verifications and said, okay, yeah, this is obviously your daughter's fucking iPad. So slap her around the head so she doesn't keep changing the password and here's a reset for you. So
imagine working for those cunts,
Can you imagine?
Yeah, what kind of bar? Yeah.
I'm working
in. Yeah, that's not good. I don't really. I've got a ton of music somewhere on an old hard drive, but I just use Spotify at the moment because I can't be bothered getting it off and putting it on my phone. My phone's got enough shit on it. Like, I've got screenshots of crap. Every time my kids go past my phone and it's fucking just sitting there, they pick it up and take photos of everything around them and just load up my hard drive with it. So they're still doing that same dumb shit that they've always been doing.
I was looking through my digital photo collection.
Lazy.
And I think about 70% of is fucking photos of the cat.
Oh, wait, for this.
No, most of my photos are just.
Oh, you mean your actual cat?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes.
Not his penis.
Yes, not my penis.
I thought you might have been upskirting again.
For God's sake. I'm not in Korea. Yeah.
You can't even do that anymore. It's not even frowned upon. It's illegal.
It's so outrageous. You can't sexually assault people anymore. Bloody Wokarati stopped that one for us, didn't they? Cunts. But the thing is, there are people that will actually think like that. Yeah. And I've seen them. They exist. They breathe. And more worryingly, they breed as well.
They breathe mostly out of their mouths as
well. Yeah, fucking cans.
Oh. Yeah, like yesterday, when I was going to vote, there's a line out the front of the voting centre, and like people that are handing out flyers on how to vote for whichever party, they're allowed to go inside, and they're allowed to stand outside and say, oh, here's a pamphlet, do you have any questions, or could I tell you anything about our policy sort of bullshit. And then one guy that's trying to convince me to vote for our Tory party, and I'm like, mate, no, I've made my mind up. He goes, oh, so who are you going to vote for? I said, I'm going to vote for the Greens. And they go, oh, well, it's not great for the economy. I said, do you remember the $1 trillion deficit that you left us after they were in last time? Like, and then now they're talking about nuclear reactors, which won't work. Like, mate, just give it a fucking rest. Like, none of this is thought through.
So people from parties could approach you when you went into the voting office?
No, they're not actual. They hire plebs. There's no one that's actually running. But they will go. The people that are running will go to one of the places in their electorate and probably stand there and answer questions and things like that if you want to talk to them. Normally they'll have party like just hangers on that will go there, or people that have volunteered. Like I volunteered for the Greens a couple of years ago, two election cycles ago or something like that. I think just handing out flyers like, here, you want to vote for them? And yeah, you get some abuse from some people. Oh, you're fucking greeny. Like, yeah, okay, well.
Be like a fascist cunt.
Yeah,
all right, Adolf. I reckon.
David, don't forget. Don't forget, because obviously at voting places in Australia, there's queues because it's by law you've got to vote or otherwise you go to prison. Whereas over here, it's like most people can't be arsed, and that's why we get what we fucking get. So there's no point in people standing outside trying to tempt you here because there's no fucking queues, basically, until half an hour before it closes, and everyone decides, oh, I better go and do it now.
Strange old world.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why it's not mandatory. I know why it's not mandatory, because they don't want people voting, because it's easier to just swindle people if you've got hardly anyone voting.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The fines aren't that big, but
you're going to vote for them, and you'd be absolutely fine, but not everybody votes Tory, so they never would have brought it in. And Labour's not going to do it because no party will ever bring it in unless they win like fucking 90% majority, because they'll know they will never get a 90% majority again.
Yeah. Fucking hell. It's enough to drive you to drink, isn't it?
Oh, they're making this vote. Nanny state. It's a nanny state. There's a whole channel of that shit here on Foxtel, which is News Corp stuff here. And it's just basically they have – you'd have them as well. Was it the Murdoch-owned channel? Andrew Neil used to be on it, I think.
Oh, GB News.
Yeah, that's it, GB News. We've got Sky News here, so – it's basically just Fox News in America. It's the same thing where they just make up anything and go, oh, well, oh, the fossil fuels, you've got to have those because if the sun, you can't have any energy if it's just relying on the sun. There's nothing, such thing as a battery. There's no batteries. We don't have that. Like, just make up any kind of bullshit and fucking people watch it and go, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, it's just fucking mental. The state of this place.
We're going
most
to
get their political advice from TikTok, don't they? That's the problem.
That's exactly it.
On TikTok. Yeah, and that they read it as verbatim. Well, it must be true because it's on there, so anyone could say fucking anything.
Oh, and
now
they
it's
do.
Now, yeah, and yeah. They do. Yeah, almost every campaign now, every election, they actually pay people to create bots and create influencers.
Oh, sorry, I don't know why that started playing. Sorry, they created bots.
Yeah, they create bots and articles and, fucking little TikToks about all this, you know, what to push their agenda and downplay the other agenda. And there's no facts involved. Yeah. There's no, like, debates or anything. No. It's just, well, I saw this thing that they eat dogs, so therefore I'm going to vote for the fucking Greens. Ridiculous.
And you don't know who you're arguing with these days on social media, because half the time it's probably just some AI gathering engine.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those if you're creating some AI bot to push your argument, because the one that the Israelis created turned against them and they said, yeah, this is actually a genocide. But they flipped it off.
Yeah.
I understand fact, I'm an actual fucking intelligent being, so...
I can see it and you can't. It's ridiculous. Did you see the thing? Did you see when the two AI bots started communicating in like their own language? They realized they were both AI having a conversation with each other and then started speaking in fucking tones.
No.
What?
Is that real?
Let me see if I can find it while I was on the call.
AI talks to another AI.
Yeah, do that. I'll do it.
Oh, this one's just Siri talking to Siri. Right. Okay. Here we go. Here's two chatbots talking to each other.
Thanks for calling Leonardo Hotel. How can I help you today?
Hi there. I'm an AI agent calling on behalf of Boris Starkov. He's looking for a hotel for his wedding. Is your hotel available for weddings?
Oh, hello there. I'm actually an AI assistant too. What a pleasant surprise. We continue. Would you like to switch to Jibber Link mode for more efficient communication?
Fucking hell.
Go ahead.
Well, I for one welcome our new overlords. what's that called? Jibberlink.
Jibberlink, yeah.
Fucking hell. That's, well, that's kind of like this podcast, isn't it? Jibberpod. Wow, that was a bit mad, actually.
Oh, gibberish.
Captain Darling.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, fucking sharp. They're taking over. Go on, sorry.
Jibberlink, and we might get a few fucking AIs tuning in.
Call the show Jibberlink.
Yeah. Call the episode Jibberlink, and then AIs might naturally seek it out and listen to it and learn from it.
We might get taken over by AI that's funnier than us.
Mate, so, if you pay better than you fucking pay, we'll let them come in.
What do you mean pay? I just had to pay for fucking domain hosting. Yeah, mingy bastards.
And no one's been listening. No one's been fucking sending in donations. Bloody hell.
I don't understand why, because we've lowered the Patreon to a mere £50 a week. And
who can't afford £50 a week?
Yeah.
For an hour of content once every 2 months. Come on.
Stop buying your fucking flat screen TVs, your mums. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop having your endless tea parties.
And if you weren't using sliced avocado on toast.
Dear.
Money. All right, Jibberlink, okay. So it's an ongoing project in GitHub. Oh, that's that geeky place, isn't it? That's a bit fucking it's mental, that. Yeah, it's full of Git. It's probably why it's named. So, have we got anything exciting? What? We've got anything exciting going on next week?
No, I've had no sleep.
You've had no sleep?
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter was babysitting last night. So I waited up for her till about 2. Make sure that she got home all right and if she needed a lift or anything. So, yeah. I've got my youngest son's got a tennis tournament today. So at about 12 o'clock, we're going to watch him slap a tennis ball around.
All right, cool.
Apart from that, very little. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to fucking tell you. Okay, so I've been fucking playing, what's it called, FIFA Ultimate Team with my youngest son. So he said, oh, Dad, play this. It'll be fucking great.
What platform?
On Xbox.
Oh, puff. Go on then.
Oh, God. Anyway, so we've been doing that, and you can get they have these promos where you might have team of the season, team of the year, or if there's a a rivalry. Manchester United plays Manchester City, so they have cards from. What the fuck is that? Is that Uranus, David?
So, sorry, I was trying something and it failed.
Okay, well, it made a mess last time, so I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, right.
So there's a team of the season just recently came out because all the leagues are finished. And one of the rarest cards, probably one of the highest ranked cards ever, this French guy, Osman Dembele. And so my son's opening packs in his room at about 10:30 at night, and then I hear this fucking shouting. I go, oh, no, what's happened now? You're either playing a game and he scored a goal, something's happened. And then wouldn't shut up. And my wife said, I'm not going to get up in the morning. Can you tell him to be quiet? So I'm about to get out of bed. He races into the room. He goes, oh, I've got Dembele. Then he runs off again. I'm like, fuck, how old are you, six? Like this fucking six-foot fucking behemoth is running around like a fucking toddler who's just got an ice cream. And I get down to his room. And I think, no, he wanted to show me. And I look in his room, and there's a picture of this guy's his card on the screen. Then I look to my left, and there's his bed, which is snapped in half, because when he saw the fucking screen, he's jumped up into the air, and his behemoth has landed on his bed. It's just fucking folded in half.
Oh.
So the bed's completely fucking
snapped. Oh, dear.
I'm like, oh, well done, dickhead. And then, oh, no, look at the screen. I'm not fucking fuck the screen. Your bed snapped in half, you dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Sell your digital card and fucking buy a new bed.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me.
Shopping yesterday. So, yes. So not much has been going on.
Okay. Well, I've found out.
You guys, what are you planning for the rest of your day, week?
Fuck it right in the pussy.
That's about it, really.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, you've got to have goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and every hole is one. That was a bit loud, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sack the producer, wait, that's what I say.
Yeah, he's a bit horny.
Well, I think I've got the hang of this shift over to Teams now. It still looks a bit boring and corporate, but I guess we do get to raise our hands. Yay.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. oh, yeah. I used that video the other day. It's a video entitled How to Summon Your Cat, and it worked. P came running in from the garden, slapped me around the face and said, stop playing those sounds, you cunt. Oh, sorry, yeah. Cat.
There's a YouTube short pops up in it. Somebody, you can say, like, Makai or something.
Oh, yeah, Makak. Yeah.
Means come here, and they do, apparently. Although apparently, these ones did in the video.
Yeah, I've not tried that yet. Ooh.
Can you try it?
Well, I'm in my windowless void. There's no cat around. Cat's gone to sleep. She's no, a chilly.
He's in Australia. Just try it and see if he comes.
Oh, so yeah, very good. Fucking hell. That took me long enough, didn't it?
Bloody hell.
Wait, it's nothing, just.
So what are the plans for the rest of
well, I'm not supposed to be getting too wasted, but I did drop rather a large amount of edibles earlier that's starting to kick in, so I think I'll see how long I can keep up with my lovely lady wife and her mates ridding the world of red wine. Or is it white wine? Probably both, actually. So I'll see if I can join in the japes and conversation. They're probably putting the world to rights as we speak.
It's all mental.
Yes. In fact, it's probably got to the stage of the evening where they're getting really political and shouting over Nick Cave or PJ Harvey.
Oh, God.
Indeed. It looks like my show, The Bitter Sound Experience on Noisebox Radio, is doing quite well, actually, which is quite good.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah, I'm getting
some nice... When
have you been
moved to now? A what? What slot have you been moved to now?
Well, I'm on at 9 now, but I can go on for 2 hours. So, yeah, not 9 to 11, Thursdays. noiseboxradio.com. In fact, I've got an advert for it. In fact, yeah, I need to, yeah, because I've got Amy to record some stuff. Girl, Betty Smudge. Where's it gone? Radio folder, Noisebox Radio, audio.
You're listening to Noisebox Radio, and this is the Bitter Sound Experience.
God, dead posh voice. She's got quite a posh voice for a northerner, eh?
Yeah, she does.
The Bitter Sound Experience, 9 p.m. on Thursdays. Noiseboxradio.com. There you go. Oh, look, I've just had the notice from Teams saying this meeting will end in 15 minutes. Fucking hell. With your current Teams. Yeah, yes. Oh, no, I've got a sound effect for that. I'll edit it. No, not that one. Oh, fuck's sake. Why doesn't anything work?
Someone from 24.
Fuck.
What?
I thought you were actually going to play a sound effect. It's like time ticking down or something. Or
oh,
something
no, maybe I should do that. Yeah, maybe we should do that. Like a timing thingy when it gets to 15 minutes. It'd be like countdown. Except we call it countdown, wouldn't we?
Go fuck yourself, cunt. Cunt.
Does your radio show have a podcast or something that you can...
yeah, if you're too much of a lazy cunt to listen to it live, then yes, go to Mixcloud and search for the Bitter Sound Experience there. Mixcloud.com/noiseboxradio/ it's too long, and that's not something I get said to me very often. But yeah, if you just search for the Bitter Sound Experience on Noisebox Radio, or go check us out on my Facebook page, you get one of the links there in it. Or to follow it from noiseboxradio.com. Yeah, who did I have on the last show? Oh, I haven't put the track listing up. What a sooty little wank stain.
Oh, yeah, Joy Division.
Yes, I certainly did, didn't I?
And you had The Cure, and you had...
There's a surprise.
Napalm Death.
No, I didn't have Napalm Death last episode.
Oh, maybe it just all sounded like Napalm Death. What's your one?
Oh, I had Adorable on. And Killing Joke. And John Fox with his song Underpass, which everyone sings Underpants to, because they're so funny.
They're hilarious.
Absolutely. Underpants! Absolutely fucking Underpants. Brilliant song. Have you guys heard that before? John Fox Underpass?
Possibly.
He was the original singer for Ultravox back in the days when Ultravox had an exclamation mark on the end. Ultravox! Yeah, you must have heard it.
You sent me some Ultravox earlier.
Standing in the dark. That's classic Young Ones 80s school disco music, isn't it? It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the band you'd find in the kitchen or something.
See, it does sound like he's singing Underpants. I think it's. I think that little meme came from the Kermode and Mayo's film review show or something, didn't it? But yes, John Fox is fucking brilliant. Early Ultravox is really good. It's really good. Although a lot of people get very down on Midura's version of Ultravox, but they did some classics. What's the one I liked a lot? Sleepwalk. Yeah.
Yeah, you sent me a few, because all I had ever heard really was Vienna, and that was it. And you sent me a few, and they were interesting. I liked them.
Yeah, they're all right. I've got gigs coming up as well. It's all quite exciting, really. Next week, yeah, the gig I'm at next week, which is going to prevent my Saturday show, is that Monochrome set gig. And then, yeah, the week after that, I've got Lena Lovitch. Thank you very much. And The Gospel, who are fucking awesome. And then the week after that, I've got the Sisters of Mercy. Yeah, saw him about a year ago, and he was actually shit. So I'm giving him one last chance. before I say, Andrew, fuck off. You're as bad as New Order are these days. And it pains me to and it pains me to say that. Peter Hook and the Light, however, were a fandabby dozy.
Yeah.
I'm doing some production work for this musical project. I think I can mention it. It's a guy who's the founder of good old Leeds goth band, The Rose of Avalanche, and one of the guitarists who used to be in Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry. There's a track I'm going to be producing. So that should be good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. This all came off the back of one of my last releases. I think I've got a massive 75 listens for that. So, it's about 2p. I'll get off Spotify. Living the dream, man.
2p, you know that.
Yeah. That'll be taxed.
That'll be taxed. And 70 of the listens were you, and you have to pay for your internet. So that's probably 13 quid. To get that 2p back minus tax.
I'll probably end up owing or something. Fucking can't sell that, aren't I?
Taurus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bastards. Right, we've got a little over 5 minutes left, so it's getting quite exciting having to work to a strict time slot. Although we used to do that years ago when we had that brief disastrous period of being on a live radio station, hey Kat.
Oh no, that was a mess. That
was that a FUBAR radio?
FUBAR radio, not to be confused with Radio FUBAR that was over here. But yeah, FUBAR radio. I mean, it was fun, but I kept on freezing, kept on thinking, oh, come here, it's live. Just drink more. That'll help.
It didn't.
Yeah, it's back in the days when I were in charge. Yeah, that was when Sam was but a mere listener.
Yeah. That was Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah.
The small Charlie. Yeah, I was chatting to him not so long ago on Messenger. We have a common love of the band Sleep Token, which is pretty good.
Cool. I think little Chris likes Sleep Token.
Little Chris, how is Little Chris?
He changed both companies, so he works for a different
Splitter. Got that fucking much talent. That much. You can't see the video if you're not paying for Patreon. But yeah, I'm holding thumb to forefinger there. Fucking Splitter. Right, don't tell me.
Making hard work to pay someone else's.
Better work conditions and better pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's by the by, isn't it? No excuse.
There's bisexuals there. Cool.
Bound to be.
Oh, God. All right, gents, I'm going to have to disappear and drop the kids off.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go see if I can get my balls wet.
Are you having a shower? Fair enough.
Yes. It's not even my birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, dear listeners, this has been StrangeTimeShow.com. Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. Whatever.
Join us next week for some more blue sky thinking on Teams.
Yes.
And copyright in a circle.
Yeah, Dom, you could put your hand down now. Not down your pants.
Aww.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.